Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Prayer and Deliverance Hour. We meet every Friday, every Saturday at 6:30 here at this same location. I'm your host and engineer, Etienne Gibbs, with Bishop and Pastor Kim Dial. Let's say good evening to Bishop. Bishop, good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Fine, thank you. And you?
I'm blessed there.
That's good. That's good. Is Pastor Daryl on the line? No, she'll be coming in later. Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's go ahead and get started with an open prayer.
Father God, we thank you for another day's journey. We thank you for being with us, oh God, as we slept last night and awaken us this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for each radio listener. We thank you, Lord God, for our producers, Lord God. We thank you for Pastor Kim Dow, Father God. We thank you for your word being alive within us. We thank you for an opportunity, Lord God, to spread the good news and to bring glad tidings unto thy children today, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, that God, we give them your word before reaping the harvest time is over, before the harvest get too ripe, God. Amen, God, that we can reap the harvest and this is harvest time. God, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, for the laborers, they are few, God, and we are praying that you send laborers out into the vineyard, that they will be able to do a day's work. If we have committed any sin that would prevent us from doing your work, Lord God, you take it away, we repent unto thee. After repenting, we request your mercy upon us. You save the sin of men, the sin of women, the sin of boys, the sin of girls, God, right now, by your power, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let us realize that because of the anointing, God, that the yokes are destroyed, that no weapon that is formed against us will prosper, in every tongue that speak against us, God, it will be stopped in judgment, for the weapons of our warfare, God, they are not carnal, but pulling down every stronghold, that everything will be brought into the captivity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, God, we surrender our all and all. We surrender our lives unto you today. You go into each and every family. God, you bless the family members from the head, God, even to the children, from the greatest unto the least of them. Father God, by your power. Now, let us, oh God, be obedient unto your word as we give over to you. Give us listening ears tonight, Father God, that once we have obtained, that we will go and do what thou have called us to do. All of these blessings we ask in thine son's name, thank God. Amen.
And amen and amen. Thank you.
Praise
thank
God.
You.
You're very
yes.
much welcome.
Okay. We have a topic of mistaken loyalty for obedience. Now, who's covering that? Is that you, Bishop?
We both are. Have Pastor Dow come on yet?
Yes, I'm
Pastor
on Dow, here. Praise
God. Oh, good, good. Good
okay.
evening, Pastor Dow. Welcome aboard.
Praise God.
So we'll let her go ahead and start. Blessed be to God. This is what God has given unto us. And so we'll deal with it in that manner. We both work in hand on hand when it comes down. Praise be to God. So this is one that God has granted us. So we're going to let her start it out. Praise God.
Praise God. The Lord was dealing with me about how we sometimes get caught up into loyalty to people.
Yes.
Or loyalty to a person, a place, or a thing, Praise God. Yeah. And we forget about the obedience to God. And he was dealing with me about that because sometimes we have, I don't know about you, but we have the friends that we want to be loyal to, that we are loyal to. Have you ever had, and you don't have to say anything, but have you ever had someone that you were friends with that you were always going out on a limb for, that you were always doing your best for them, giving them your best, even to the point where you went without so that they could have? That's loyalty.
Yeah.
Loyalty is being dedicated to something, committed to something, selling out to something, giving your all to it. Praise God. But you had that loyal friend that you were loyal to, and when it turns out, you know, when it all was said and done, they were not as loyal to you. Praise God. Well, that, you know, the Lord was dealing with me about that. Sometimes we have friends that want us to do things and want us to compromise our spirituality, compromise our Christian, who we are as Christians, the Christ that's in us, want us to compromise that based on our loyalty to them. But I'm here today to tell you that we have to be obedient unto God. Praise God. And obedience is adhering to, doing what we should. Reverencing, obeying, praise God. So we need to obey God, reverence what he told us to do, reverence who we are in him versus that loyalty unto something, someone, or a thing. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. And as you say, praise God, a lot of people, blessed be to God, mistake loyalty, blessed be to God, for obedience, praise God. But God, praise be to God, is loyalty, blessed be to God, to us, blessed be to God. And if he's loyalty to us, we ought to be loyalty to one another, praise be to God. But a lot of times, people, blessed be to God, use loyalty as just a word. But loyalty is not just a word. It is a lifestyle, something that you ought to be doing, something, praise be to God, that you are in action of doing. When you say loyalty, that means being committed, praise be to God, to those whom God has brought, blessed be to God, in your lives, blessed be to God, and has called us, blessed be to God, to serve, even at times, praise be to God, in difficulties. That's how you can find out whether someone is really very loyalty to you or not. When trouble arises, will they still be there? Will they obey the word of God? That look here, I'm going to stand by my brethren. I'm going to stand by my sister. Or will they just give up that loyalty? Will be just a word, praise be to God, and the lifestyle of it, praise be to God, is just gone. There is something wrong, praise be to God, with the character, amen, of the people, praise be to God, that say they are loyalty to someone, and yet they do not stick to what they say that they are doing. So true definition for loyalty, praise be to God, is God. If you are got God in you and God is in you, then many of people just, blessed be to God, say loyalty with their mouths, praise be to God, but they have no reality in their lives concerning their loyalty, and that's what it's all about. So not only in loyalty, we must be obedient to what we are going to say. If you tell me, as Pastor Dow said, that you're going to do something for me, and then I am looking for you to do that, and you go back on your word, well, the next time you tell me you're going to do something, I'm not going to pay you no attention, because your loyalty don't mean Jack Frost on a hill of beans.
Jack Frost on a hill of beans, okay. That's a sound expression, right?
Yes, yes.
I got a question I'd like to throw out for a minute. One thing that we haven't mentioned, and we need to really clarify for listeners, God is a very sacred entity. He lives in a world that we don't live in. He lives in a world that everything is pure, is clean, is sacred. Now we live in a world that's filled with sin, and we are washing our hands and washing our thoughts and washing everything. Stay clean. So how do we help people realize that when we go to God, we need to be pure and safe as we can? How do we help people understand that? Before you can even be loyal to God, you have to be sacred around him.
That sacredness around God, number one, means you got to get yourself right. You got to get yourself saved.
Exactly.
You got to surrender yourself to God. You got to give up everything that is contrary to God. You got to surrender your all in all. You got to put God above mama, daddy, sister, and brother, husband, and wife. It don't mean that because you married, you give up. So don't even go there and say that Bishop said, I can divorce my husband or wife. I did not say that. I'm telling you that you are so loyal unto God until it is as though that you don't have those things in front of you because your eyes is focused continuously on God. When you are living, when you are using, praise be to God, the definition, praise be to God, for loyalty, amen, you know what? You're going to have so much obedience in that until, amen, the people's going to want to be loyal to God. Why? Because God has showed them how to be. You have taught them what obedience is, and Lord, after you give your life to God, after you getting saved, after you have given up everything, after you have surrendered, after you have abandoned, and on and on and on. So there are so many categories that can deal with this point when it comes down to loyalty mistaken for, blessed be to God, obedience. That's why, God spoke to me that about this. There'll be two more lessons after this because there's so much having to do with loyalty and obedience. They're being mistaken one for the other or the other one for the one.
Okay.
Well, and not only that, when we talk about loyalty, first of all, when you're loyal to something, you've made a commitment. It's something,
yes.
You know,
yes.
Let's take away the fleshly man. And we're talking about spiritual, but let's talk in the flesh because
yes.
A lot of people can understand that versus the spiritual. When you are loyal to something, first you made a commitment to it. It's something that you want, and you want it enough where you're going to be loyal to it, which is faithful, which is obeying, giving it all, your own soul out to it. So when you have something that it's important enough for you to be loyal to, you've already made a conscious decision to be loyal to, which means you've already made up your mind. So first there's a decision that has to be made. You have to make up your mind that this is what you want, and you want it enough that you're going to be faithful to it. You're going to give it your all. You're going to hang in there. I hear the young people say, ride or die. Praise God. And you turn that around for Christ. Will you ride or die for Christ? Praise God. Will you sell out for him? Is he wise enough? Is he awesome enough? Praise God. For you to be loyal to, for you to give him your all, for you to sell out, for you to say, wait a minute, I've tried everything else and nothing is working out. Let me try this man called Jesus. Let me see what loyalty is. Let me give him my all. Let me sell out. Let me try him to see what the end result will be, to see what will come forward from me giving my all, selling out to him. So there is a decision that must be made as well, and we have to make that decision first to be loyal to it. When you're loyal to something, praise God, you don't know how the outcome is going to be. You don't know what to expect, but you go in with the faith. You go in with the expectation, praise God, that it's going to be better than it was before you became loyal to it.
Amen. And not only that, loyalty, blessed be to God, is more than a word. True loyalty, blessed be to God, will result in actions. If you are loyal to someone, you're going to have actions behind it, according to Matthew chapter 26, verses 33-35, as well as Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 6, along with Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1-3. And so we are, amen, loyalty, amen, to Christ, but a lot of times people are not that way because they have not been taught what loyalty and obedience are about. So we want loyalty, friends. We are Christians, blessed be to God, ought to be loyalty, blessed be to God, to one another. They're supposed to be a loyal of peoples unto God as children of God, even in their lives, according to Proverbs 18:24. But yet that is not always the case. And so therefore, when a sinner see us, and we talking about we are a child of God, we are a loyalty unto him, but yet they see our actions that are behind our loyalty. Now, what are we actually telling? What are we conveying, blessed be to God, unto them about our loyalty unto God? Are we really living up to the standards that we are saying that we are living? Are we giving in a bad example? What are we doing when it comes down to the loyalty, when it has to do do. Let's be the God with God. So that's what it's all about. Being Lord to mean surrendering as well. It's all about God. It's all about, and as Pastor Dowd say, anything that is basically said when we are ministering the gospel, it may have a natural application. It may have a worldly application. It may have a fleshly application. But when it all boils down, it ends up that we have to always understand it in the spiritual arena. A lot of times, lastly but not least, a lot of times we have to talk in parables is because everybody is not saved. And so that's what Christ had to do a lot of times. He had to talk in parables to say things that people can understand until they could get mature enough to understand a spiritual thing.
Praise God. Praise God. Yeah,
praise God and that. Yes, amen.
Now, also, good lawyer, the bishop broke it down. Good lawyer, when you're loyal to something, when you are loyal to something, you're going to be devoted to it. There's going to be a faithfulness to it, a certain amount of faithfulness to it. But as we were saying, as we were breaking down, obeying. When we're loyal to God, we will be in obedience to Him. We will be in compliance with Him. We will be in submission to Him. We will do what He asks us to do. Obedience comes from the root word obey, which is just to submit, to heed, to regard, to be ruled by. So we're even going to allow Him to rule us. Praise God. He is a gentleman. He does not force Himself on us. He gives us free will. So when we really realize that we need to be loyal to Him like we are the world, loyal to Jesus Christ like we are to that car, to that job, to that man, to that woman, praise God, to that habit, whatever it may be, when we realize that we need to have that same type of loyalty unto Jesus Christ, praise God, we're on the right track. You're going in the right direction for some great things to happen. You're going in the right direction to be delivered, to be healed, to be set free, praise God. And when you are loyal to God, you're going to love Him, praise God. You're going to have the agape love. Now, you may not understand it starting out. You have to start out, praise God, wherever your faith level's at. Maybe, praise God, maybe, you know, just a grain of a mustard seed, praise God.
Yes.
Be loyal will cause us to fall in love with Him, praise God, which is an affection, praise God. It is a passion. And not only that, praise God, it is a willingness, a want to, praise God. You will want to do the things that you do for God. You will want to praise Him. You will want to go down on your knees or wherever you're at, however you pray. You will want to pray to God. You will want to serve Him. You will want to spread the gospel about Jesus Christ. You will want to tell someone the good news about Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hello?
Hello?
I thought you had something.
Yeah, there's something on the phone. Go ahead. Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay. And as I was looking up, praise God, and studying this, praise God, the Lord had given me this. Loyalty, praise God, versus obedience. And when we're talking about it, we're referring to the worldly loyalty and obedience versus the spiritual loyalty and obedience. When we're in love with Christ Jesus, praise God, these things will fall in line. You will want to do the things that you, as I was writing this morning, the Lord brought that to my attention this morning. When you love the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a peace that will come over you. Praise God, a peace that surpass all understanding. You will want to do the things that you do for Christ. You will want to serve because the love, praise God, the affection, the things that Christ Jesus has done for you in your life, you will want to give back unto Him as He's given to us. He gave His only begotten Son, praise God, so that we can live, that we can have eternal life. So when we talk about loyalty and obedience to Jesus Christ, praise God, it's a good thing. It's a good thing to sell out to someone who can make things happen in your life, that can deliver and that can heal you. And His name is Jesus Christ today. Praise God.
Amen.
Do we have any questions?
Yes, we have a caller from Eric 4. Let's go ahead and take that call. Eric.
Thank you.
Eric code 504. Go right ahead. You're on the air. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from, please. Area code 504. Go right ahead. All right.
Praise God. It's probably someone that's listening.
Okay.
I gave out the number for people that can listen in or ask questions or that
sure.
if they haven't, say I gave that out over the television today.
No problem. No problem. Let's go ahead and mention that number for listeners who may want to call in. Our number is 657-383-1766. Again, that number is 657-383-1766. If you have questions or comments, you want to participate, jump on the phone, give the call. Go right ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. So, if you still want to ask a question, whoever's holding the line, you can still do that because that's what we are here for, to help. Or if you want to give an output or give a comment on what you have heard thus far, by all means, amen, do so. Folks are Christians. They will not remain loyal, according to 1 John 3:24. You got a lot of people who will pretend that they are your friends. But in the 60s, that OJs came out with a song, amen, Backstab. And you'll find out that a lot of those folks that you think they are your friends, amen, get in trouble, and you'll find out what true loyalty is all about. It's, and I'll say that for this reason, true loyalty are hard to find, praise God. It's so hard to find, praise be to God, until it is rare. Loyalty, praise be to God, is a promise, amen, from God, according to Revelation chapter 2, amen, and verse 25 and 6. And before I give you a good scripture that God took me through when Pastor Dow gave me this, my wife, she has something or input that she wants to input on this loyalty and obedience.
I was looking it up on the dictionary. It says the nouns are different, but obedient and loyalty is that obedience is the quality of being obedient, while loyalty is the state of being loyal, fidelity. Then I was thinking faithful. Same thing. Okay, but loyalty. You know, we ain't just loyal to anything. And loyalty to me is earned. Then if you're loyal to somebody and they did something to make you know that they're proving their word or what they're saying, then they used to tell you your word is your bond. But if somebody is loyal to you and they saying a ride or die means that I'm proving to you that no matter what, I got your back. You know, everybody don't carry that title. But in this case, even on the spiritual sense, you know, obedience and loyalty go hand in hand, as Pastor Dow was saying, because even being loyal to it'll bring about obedience, and then it's a quality of obedience that you do. You know, you're not going to serve God any kind of way. You say you're loyal, but you're not going to just do anything or any kind of way to God, because He's proven His faithfulness to you. He's proven what He can do. So that makes you loyal in more than one way. So that means when you're really loyal and sold out for God, no matter what a person says, it's not going to waver your faith, because you know with a personal experience what God is doing and what He can do. So that means He's been loyal to you no matter what you went through, even when your friends let you down. So loyalty is a big part. And you got to look at that word loyalty. What does loyalty really mean to you as an individual, even on a natural sense? If somebody proves themselves to you, no matter what other person say about them, it won't shake your faith because you know them. But see, a lot of times people say, but they don't get to know God. When you get to know God, then obedience come in play because you know He's loyal to you. When you really need it, God is there. You know, you ask him, and He put Himself over and over. That's loyalty. And that's where we should be able to God, because even in our weakest moments, when we hit rock bottom and seem like nobody else cares, God always shows up and let Him know that I love you, I see what you're going through, that you don't have to worry, I can bring you up. That's loyalty because He's
Yes, that's right.
And that wise, too, we ought to always understand that when it comes down to anything, when it comes down to the biblical principles, we have to always use both spiritually as well as naturally, because we don't want the person that's trying to seek God, trying to get something from God, we don't want them to think that they are left out. We don't want them to just think that we are just children of God and we can't see, bless be to God, what they are experiencing as well, because whether anyone wanted to accept it or not, we was all sinners one time or another. and we are only saved by grace. If grace did not abound, we would not still be loyalty unto God. And if grace did not abound, we would not even know how to be obedient unto the word of God when it was put in the midst of us. And so we want them to be able to understand in a spiritual, in a natural sense, that we don't want to always just give just the spiritual all the time, because if we do it in that manner, according to the 11th chapter of the book of Proverbs, we're not wise in winning souls. And so therefore, we want the sinners, amen, if you are, amen, to be able to fit into these categories that we are talking about as well. And lastly, not least, when I began to listen to what God was saying after Pastor Dow K gave me what the topic was, God took me to the 15th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel, and I'm not going to read it all, but there was a problem that had went on about the Amalekites that they hindered Israel from going through. And to make a long story short, amen, Samuel was one that was loyalty unto God, but he was also, in the natural sense, he was loyalty unto Saul as well. And we can be both loyalty unto man, and we can be loyalty unto God as well, in equal comparison, if we know how to do it right and know how to balance it at the same time, never putting our loyalty of God, of man, before God, because God is always going to be first, that no matter how you look at it, no matter how you phrase it or paraphrase it, our loyalty is always first unto God. But yet, for those, amen, that are just trying to understand this loyalty, our duty, amen, is to just try to help you to get an understanding of the what we are talking about, so somewhere down the line you can jump on board as well.
And that's why, Bishop, in breaking it down, the Lord had told me in the very beginning,
yes,
the loyalty and obedience in the flesh versus the spirit.
Exactly.
That's right. When we, the Word of God in 1 Corinthians tells us, when we were children, and I'm paraphrasing, we talk like children, we thought like children, we reasoned like children, but when we became
exactly.
a man, praise God, we put away childish things. So we have to start from somewhere, and the Lord meets us where we're at. So even though we're talking spiritually, we're also, as Bishop pointed out, talking about the state of mind before you are saved, praise God. That's why the Lord had me talking about ride or die versus, you know, spiritual things, because sometimes a person hasn't had a spiritual experience to compare, praise God.
That's right.
So wherever you're at, whatever you're into, whatever you're doing, whatever you're loyal to, faithfulness, devotion, your allegiance, your fidelity to, that's loyal,
yes.
being loyal to. Whatever you are loyal to, you will be in obedience to it. You will be dutiful to it. You will be in submission to it. You will obey it. You will submit to it. You will be ruled by it. Praise God. Whatever that thing is that we're speaking of, that's what we're talking about. Switching that over, praise God, whatever that is that you have towards that, we're saying you can ease on over to the Lord's side. Hallelujah. One thing at a time, one day at a time, one step at a time. Whatever you are in obedience to and you are loyal to, you will love it. You will have an affection for it, a devotion for it, a passion for it. As I was looking up loyalty and obedience, love fit right in there. As I was looking it up, under love, it had infatuation. Now, wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute. How can you have a love for something, someone, and be infatuated? Infatuation, they said, was a charm, a disgust, a disillusion, and a rebuke.
Uh-huh.
Disgust was sickening and offended. Disillusion was a letdown. Repel was to resist and to oppose. Now, it had infatuation under love. Tell me, how can you say infatuation is labeled under love if you have a disgust, a disillusion, a letdown, a sickening, an offense, and resisting and opposing it? Praise God, that's not the type of love that the Lord is speaking of. That's not the type of love
right.
that we should have if we have a loyalty and a obedience unto something, praise God. So even though I read that, I didn't totally agree with that. Being labeled under love, praise God, when we have a loyalty and an obedience to Christ Jesus, praise God, we're going to love the agape love, praise God. We're not going to have the attributes that I just mentioned, the disgust, the sickening and offensive feeling, the disillusion, the letdown, the repel, which is to resist and oppose. Praise God, that's not love. That's not the type of love that Jesus Christ wanted us to have. Praise God, God gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, praise God. And thank God that he rose, praise God, with all power in his hand, sitting on the right-hand side of God, praise God. Thank God that he yet lives, but he died one day in the man form for us, praise God, so that we could live and have a right to the tree of life, praise God. So we have to get this thing together and understand, praise God, wherever you're at, whatever state of mind you're in, praise God, the loyalty and the obedience that you have that's on the flesh side, you can bring it over to the spiritual side. You can switch your partner, whatever dance partner you have today, you can switch it over. It's not too late. We have to repent, praise God. Change that mindset that we have, praise God. Turn it over to God. Tell God that you're godly, sorry, praise God, and ask him to forgive you of your sins, praise God. And then, praise God, give it to him as you pray. You'll find out, praise God, that one sin will start dropping off and another sin will start dropping off. He will bring you, praise God, where you need to be. Now, the number Brother Aiken mentioned to you was 657-383-1766. If you need prayer on tonight, if there's something you're struggling with that you need help with, that you don't know how to take it to God in prayer, Bishop Herbert Hooks is on the line. I'm Pastor Kim Dow. We're on the line tonight to pray with you, praise God, to lead you to the Lord, praise God, to help you understand. If you have any questions, if you just want prayer, call in tonight. We're here for you. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen on that. Amen on that.
Okay.
Yes.
You have anything to say, brother?
No, go right ahead. No, I was checking to see if any other callers. No other callers. Go right ahead.
Okay. You know, a lot of people have disloyalty. You know, they have what they call distrust. They have betrayal. They're having a blessed be to God, unfaithfulness in them. All of these things is the opposite, praise be to God, of being loyalty, praise be to God. But loyalty, praise be to God, also is like faith. Blessed be to God. When you have faith in something, have faith to believe that something is going to occur or something will be done in your behalf. It means assurance, praise be to God, in another. That confidence, I'm going to trust them because, amen, what they told me before came to pass. I'm going to trust them to get the job done now. It also, blessed be to God, in ancient time, it had two words, praise be to God, and their meaning, blessed be to God, was what? There was referred to, blessed be to God, loyalty to a person and trustworthy, blessed be to God, to a person, amen, that they had made. If you make a statement unto me and I fail to receive that statement, then you are not being loyalty. You're not being obedient in what that you have said. And when I was saying a few moments ago in 1 Samuel 15, God told Samuel to go to Saul to make a long story short, I want you to kill King Ai. I want you to kill the children. I want you to kill the men and women. I want you to kill all the animals and everything, praise be to God, that is associated. And as I said, Samuel was loyal unto Saul, which was natural. He was loyal unto God, which is spiritual. But Samuel put everything, praise be to God, in Saul one time there until God had to rebuke him because he was crying after God rejected, blessed be to God, Saul, because Saul, praise be to God, was given, amen, a word, and that word, praise be to God, that Samuel gave unto him, has the Lord, praise be to God, as a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying, amen, the voice of the Lord. Behold, blessed be to God, to obey is better than to sacrifice, amen, and better, blessed be to God, than the sacrifices of a broken and a fat of the lamb. And it says, for rebellion, blessed be to God, is as witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity, amen, in adultery. Because that thou hast rejected, praise be to God, the word of the Lord, amen, he has rejected you, blessed be to God, from being king. So one time, Saul was loyal out to God. He was obedient unto God, but yet somewhere down the line, he got off track, and he did not know how to get back on track. And for that reason, because his loyalty unto God failed, his obedience unto God failed, amen, it cost him his life. So the idea, blessed be to God, and the objective, amen, obey God, that no matter what goes on, when God tells you to do something, be loyal unto the word of God. If I am just now getting saved, I want you to tell me how, blessed be to God, do I be loyal unto God. Well, you're going to tell me that I have to be faithful to what I have just received unto God. After being faithful, I have to get in the word of God. I have to meditate on God. I have to let my television rest, etc., etc., etc. That's how I become loyal unto God. I have to get in someone's church or someone's temple or someone's mosque or someone's synagogue. That's how I learn to be loyal to God. Why? As the Bible says down in Romans 10 and verse 17, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing is by the word of God. So the word of God will teach me how to be loyal unto God. The word of God will teach me how to be obedient unto God. Why? It's because I am hearing it. Why? Because the word of God said in the 16th verse of that chapter, how can my people hear except they have a preacher? And how can they preach except they've been sent? Myself and Pastor Dowler, this day we have been sent unto you, and we're trying to encourage you about the loyalty and the obedience of God, and also the loyalty and the obedience unto those, amen, that is your fellow brethren and sisters.
Praise amen God. On that. Yes, sir.
Praise God. Praise God. Excellent, Bishop. Excellent. How you broke that down. Excellent. I'm looking at Psalms 1 and 3, and then 2 Corinthians. Psalms 1 and 3 says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth
its
fruit in season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. When we do the things that this should mention, when we repent, when we get the word of God down in us, when we start to pray and meditate, when we join someone's church, praise God, when we do the things that are leading us to God, see, whatever sin you're in, don't run from God, run to God. When we start to clean this temple up and clean this body up, when we have our minds made up, because remember, it's a decision, it's a choice, we still have to make that decision and choice, because God is a gentleman. He does not force himself on us, praise God. When we make that decision to start trying, praise God, to walk in the right direction, to come toward Jesus Christ, praise God, good things will start to happen. Those promises in 2 Corinthians 7, it says, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves. So it lets us know that we have to cleanse ourselves. The things that we must do, praise God, the thing that we must do in order to get there, because the devil, the adversary, is going to and fro as a roaring lion. He's seeking whom he may devour, praise God, and his ultimate goal is to kill, steal, and destroy. So he's out there setting out to destroy us, setting out to bring us down, setting out to make us want to give up, to not believe in Jesus Christ, to take the word immediately, that word that we get sown within us, he's there to take it out immediately, praise God. He's there, praise God, to turn us from God, to make us run from God, to make
That's
us
right.
condemn us, to make us think that we're not worthy, that we're not living right, and nothing that we can do, praise God, is good enough for Jesus Christ. Praise God. Well, guess what? That is true to a certain extent. There's nothing that we can do by deed, praise God. Hallelujah. But we are good enough, because he one day died for our sins. So we are good enough. We're good enough, praise God, to be heir and joiner to him. We're good enough, praise God, to stand on the word of God and believe just what he said, praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's here that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly, praise God. Hallelujah. He's here, praise God. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that he knows the thoughts that he had toward us.
Yes.
Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And another translation says, thoughts of good. Praise God. Thoughts of good and not evil, to give us an expected end. So, you see, we can stand on the word and the promises of God. We can stand and have an expectation of an expected end, praise God, because he is author and finisher of our faith, because he's the one, praise God, who held us in his hands, and he said no one can pluck us out. Hallelujah. He's the one we have to put our trust in and trust, praise God, that he is the deliverer. Praise God, that he is the comforter, praise God, that he is Jehovah Jireh, that he is Jehovah Tsidkenu. Praise God, that he is Alpha and Omega. He's the one, praise God, that is the deliverer today. He can bring us out. We put our trust in man, and man will let us down every single time, not willingly, not wanting to let us down, praise God, but they're man. They're made of flesh, praise God. Hallelujah, but put your trust in the true, only the true and living God. His name is Jesus Christ today. Hallelujah, and he's the one that you have to trust. But let me tell you, it's not too late. There's no sin that you're in that you cannot be delivered from. There's nothing that you're doing, praise God, that's not dirty enough, not filthy enough, not juicy enough. Hallelujah, that God will not pull you up out of the muck and the mire, that God will not deliver you from, because he loves you today. He doesn't want you lost. He doesn't want you to go to hell, praise God. And it's not too late, praise God. It's not too late to find out about loyalty and obedience in Jesus Christ. It's not too late to switch partners, praise God, and let the world go and come on over to Jesus Christ's side. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Ain't too much more I can say after that. Praise God. Amen.
Praise God. That's a bold speechless. Yes, sir.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. But, you know, one of the worst things that people have a problem with being loyal to the end. When the Bible says down in Psalms 37, fret not because of the evildoers, where they will soon be cut off and withered like the grass. Yet people are always looking on somebody or what somebody else that have. They're always, amen, looking on what someone got. Don't even know, praise God, how they have obtained that. They could have got it falsely or some way, but you always coveting what somebody else have. And then you feel, amen, that God is going to accept your loyalty unto him. I'm here to tell you today that's not going to happen. For blessed be to God, this shall be soon cut down, blessed be to God, like the grass, and they will wilter, praise be to God, like the green earth. So what God is trying to say, if you are what you say that you are, you need to trust in the Lord, praise be to God, and do good. So shall thou verily be fed, blessed be to God, and thou shalt, blessed be to God, be fed in the land. That's what God is saying. Delight thyself also in the law of the Lord, and he will grant you your heart's desire. I'm like David said down in Psalms 34, somewhere up in there, verse 19. I have been young, and now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Other words, what am I saying? When you put your trust and your confidence is your obedience in God. When you do it, praise be to God, in that manner, you're living godly for God. You're putting trust in God. Amen. Hallelujah. You are having your sins. They are forgiven. Praise be to God. You are having everything that God have designed for you. God will help you to help the poor. You can have fellowship with God. You will live in the house of God. You can draw strength from the word of God. Draw now to God, and God will draw nigh unto you. You will know how to worship God, and no matter what goes on, God said, whatever that goes on, praise be to God, if you have fear in God, amen, God will take care of you, the undefiled. There ain't nothing they can do unto you, and you can walk in the wisdom of God. You can hear the wisdom of God. All you must do, blessed be to God, in your hour of obedience, in your hour of loyalty, praise be to God, you just wait on the Lord, and you shall renew your strength. You shall mount up on wings like an eagle. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk, praise God, and you shall not faint. And this is what the power and the anointing of the loyalty and the obedience of God, there's so much that have to deal with it. yourself. That's why I said it'll be another couple of Sundays that we can deal with this. Because when you get right down to the brass tacks of it, there are so many scriptures, amen, that deal with the two subjects. And the idea of it, you can't put one without the other one, because they have to, amen, have individual, and then, praise God, they have to be tied in together. Lastly, but not least, there was a man by the name of Moses, according to Exodus, praise be to God. Amen. The third to the tenth chapter was a man that was loyalty unto King Pharaoh until he met God. When he met God, praise be to God, he was not only loyalty unto God, but he was obedient as well. So we should follow those examples in being loyalty unto God and being obedient, praise God, at the same time. If we do it, amen, in that manner, amen, there is no telling, praise be to God, what God will do for you. For the word of God said there is no good thing that God will withhold from them that put their trust, amen, in him. And that's what it's all about. Obedience, blessed be to God, is it being mistaken for loyalty? Is your loyalty being mistaken for your obedience?
Praise God. And praise God, and don't get it twisted, praise God. As we said when we first started out, you know, we have loyalty in people, person, place, a person, place, and thing. Praise
yes.
God, as we learn through the person, place, and thing, we might have a loyalty
yes.
and obedience to that, but you have it in the wrong place. I'm just here to tell you, praise God,
that's right.
We have loyalty and obedience in Jesus Christ, nothing like it. Nothing like having that peace
no.
to pass all understanding. He sends that peace in, hallelujah. And then he sends that agape love in. Praise God, where you can treat your brother like you want to be treated. So where you won't be sitting around trying to manipulate and trying to undermine and demise people. Praise God, you'll be treating somebody like you want to be treated. That's the kind of love that will come in when you have the loyalty and obedience unto God. Not only that, praise God, when you have obedience and loyalty unto God, as Bishop said, all of these things tie in together. But you have
that's
a
right.
respect, hallelujah, a reverence, a regard, an esteem, an honor, praise God. You will care, praise God, about Jesus Christ
yes,
and
yes.
the things that matter to him, hallelujah, which is first of all your brother and your sister. How can you not love your brother and sister right here with you, but you say you love Jesus Christ, hallelujah. How can you do that? How can you do that? You're a liar, and the truth is not in you. If you are walking around mistreating your brother
that's
and your
right.
sister, he is my brother and my sister, the ones that do the will of my father, praise God. That sister, that brother that's lost, that don't know the Lord, that are really a minority, and you know better, praise God, and you know to do good and don't do
mm-hmm.
that's a sin, but you know that you should have blessed somebody. You know you should have encouraged somebody. You know you should have loved on somebody. You know
that's
you
right.
should have done whatever God told you to do, praise God, but you did not. Shame on you, praise God. But you,
shame
you,
on you.
You repent, praise God. Repent and get it right. When God tells you to do something, praise God, you need to do it. We should not have respect a person, praise God. We should care for someone and have honor and reverence them and have the same esteem for them as we do the one that we think got going on or the one that we think can do something for us. Praise God, what have you done for the one that can't do something for you, that can't even do something for themselves? Praise God.
Exactly.
Hallelujah. God is calling his people. He's calling us to be a people of integrity. Hallelujah. Loyalty, obedience, to have that love and respect. Praise God. Integrity goes in there too. Praise God. We need to have integrity one for the other. Praise God. An excellent spirit about how we operate, how we deal with one another. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
The excellent spirit, praise God. God looks at the motive of our heart. Hallelujah. And if we're judging our heart and judging ourselves daily, the word of God said no man can judge us. We judge ourselves, praise God. But we need to be judging our heart and our motive, hallelujah, about what we're doing and how we're doing it, praise God. Hallelujah. Today we're telling you about some loyalty and obedience. Don't get it twisted, praise God. Loyalty
right.
and obedience to the world side is not the same as it would be on Jesus Christ's side, because there's benefits. There's benefits in having a loyalty and an obedience unto God. There's benefits in serving him, praise God. There's benefits. Over in James, praise God. Over in 1 James, it said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, you're going to fall into some trials. The Word of God said, count it all joy when you fall into those various trials, different times, praise God, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. So while you're going through that trial and you're thinking being loyal and being obedient has not paid off and you're going through trials and tribulations, hallelujah, count it joy, the Word of God says, when you're going through it, because guess what? You're going to go through those various trials, but knowing that the testing of your faith is going to produce some patience, we need some patience in there too. While we're having obedience and loyalty, praise God, while we're doing the things of God, while we're praying, praise God, and reading the Word and meditating on the Word, repenting daily, praise God, checking our motives and our heart, praise God, patience is being tried in us, praise God. We are being made to be the woman and man of God that we should be for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You know, we're not responsible for how people, praise be to God, treat us when it comes down to loyalty and obedience, praise be to God, but we are only responsible, amen, for our treatment, praise be to God, unto them, praise God, how our character, praise be to God, is. Amen. In other words, are we reflecting Christ in our obedience? Are we reflecting Christ, blessed be to God, in our loyalty, praise be to God? We are, praise be to God, never to forget, praise be to God, that in our loyalty, it is Christ first. It's always about Christ. Even when we teach unto sinners, we are teaching them to accept Jesus Christ. Amen. That they can find something, blessed be God, or someone to be loyal to, blessed be to God, too. Amen. Blessed be God, our Old Testament, praise be God, or the Testament, blessed be to God, of a person. Amen. They need to be rooted and grounded in the Lord. That's what we need to show them. How can they stand firm on the Lord? How can they stand firm, praise be to God, in obedience if they don't have no roots, praise God? Apollos planteth, Paul watereth, but it's God that gives the increase. So our treatment unto them is to show them how to get themselves rooted and grounded, praise be to God, in Christ. Blessed be to God. And when we look at it in that manner, blessed be to God, it won't be about us, praise be to God. It won't be about you. It'll be about their response. Praise be to God unto God. When they respond, blessed be to God, to God, and blessed be to God, their obedience, amen, God, amen, will show them things that they have never seen before. When you look at the world condition today, and the turmoil and the confusion, praise be to God, that it is in, we need, as Pastor Dow said, we need patience, but above all, above our patience, we need God's direction, praise God. We need God to direct us in every format that we have, blessed be to God, here on this earth. Oh, yes, as we said on one of the broadcasts, in God we trust. Well, a lot of them, amen, they need to listen to this message tonight on obedience and loyalty, because if you trust in God, you will be obedient unto him. You will be loyalty unto him. It won't be about money. It won't be about women. It won't be about sex. It won't be about sin. It won't be about a whole lot of other things that I don't have, blessed be to God, time to go in. So let's treat our brothers and our sisters that don't have this advantage as being a child of God. Let's teach them. In other words, if you find a prostitute in your pathway, let's praise be to God and let's love on them. Let's hug on them. Let's show them. Let's act like they do, just to win them over to God. As Paul said, praise God, whatever it took to win a person over to Christ, that is what it takes. So when you see an alcoholic, don't talk about that alcoholic. Be not forgetful to entertain a stranger, for thereby some have entertained angels. Blessed be to God on the word. So instead of talking about that alcoholic, love on that man. Oh, yes, I know some of y'all are seeing right now, I'm not going to hug on that old filthy thing. Well, let me put it to you like Isaiah 64 and verse 6 said, you are no more than filthy rags. So praise be to God. So how can you call someone dirty and nasty when God said our righteousness is no more than filthy rags? So you love on that prostitute. You love on that homeowner. You become as they are and quit acting like you are so saved that you are heavenly bound and no earthly good.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen on that.
Praise God. That's a word. That's a word. That's a word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Just let me say this real quick. Praise God. James 2, it says, you believe, James said, you believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. Praise God. There's only one
That's
God.
Right.
There's only one God, people. Hallelujah. And James asked the question, you believe that there's one God. You do well. If you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, the true and living God, the only God, hallelujah, the only true and living God. Oh, we got some gods. We worship our cars. We worship our money. We worship our relationships. We worship friendships.
Yes,
we worship our jobs. Hallelujah. We worship a lot of other things. Hallelujah. But if we believe that Jesus Christ is the one true and living God, James said we do well. He said even the demons believe and tremble, praise God.
That's right, and tremble.
There's only one true and living God, and if you get nothing else tonight, hallelujah, you got to get that. When you believe that there's only one true and living God, hallelujah, and he is Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, then you got something going on there. You're on the right track, praise God. God can come in. He can be your Lord and Savior today. If you confess
yes, he can.
That Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, that he died for your sins, that he rose and on the right hand side of God, hallelujah, you can get somewhere today. Hallelujah. You can get saved today. We can
That's
help
right.
you get saved today. Hallelujah. You believe nothing else. Believe that there's only one Lord and Savior. Even the
Praise
demons
God.
Know it, and they believe and they tremble. Hallelujah.
That's right. And, you know, it sounds like, and maybe it is, but it sounds like, blessed be to God, we are talking about deliverance, but this is why it takes for you to get to loyalty. This is what it takes for you to get obedience. And for those of you, blessed be to God, that one time have been saved, amen, and you have backslidden, as the Bible says down in Jeremiah 3:15, that even God is married unto the backslider. So nobody is forgotten when it comes to God. The saints are not forgotten. The sinners are not forgotten because Matthew tells us that the sun shines on the just as well as the unjust, and he allowed his rain to come down on the righteous as well as the unrighteous. So therefore, is no big eyes and little U's when it comes down to God. We will all be children of God or we will all be children of the devil. It's just that clear, but the choice, blessed be to God, is left up to you. Tonight, blessed be to God, obedience unto God, or obedience unto the enemy, loyalty unto God, or loyalty unto the enemy. The choice is yours, but tonight, as Deuteronomy 32, in my closing, I call heaven and earth to record this night that the opportunity has been given unto you, and that way you can basically be directed by God and do with you as you see fit, but know, son of man, that thou art inexcusable.
Okay, we're down to the last. Pastor, I'd like to have a closing word from you, and then we'll go to Bishop, closing prayer.
Did you follow, Pastor? Okay, she ever obvious have fallen off. She said her phone might cut off. So, amen. And so the idea is it's just for people to be obedient, and we're trying to help people in every which way that we possibly can. Letting them know that we all having to go the same route when it comes down to God. Obedience to God or loyalty, this is what it's all about. And also unto one another as well. That's what makes it all add up to one, one category. Amen.
Amen. On that. Amen.
Oh, she came back.
Go ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you. We're down to the last 2 minutes.
Quick. Praise God.
Down to the last 2 minutes, dear.
Loyalty and obedience. I think we pretty much said it all, praise God. But obedience,
yes.
Psalms, praise God, 37 and 25. I've been young and I'm old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken nor his descendants begging bread. You will not be forsaken. You will not be without if you turn your obedience and your loyalty over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God.
Amen. 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 Yes.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness, O God, and we thank you for your masterful blessings. We're thanking you, Lord God, for the word that has been delivered. Let it fall down on good soil tonight, Lord God, that it will grow thereby. Some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. That we have done nothing in vain. That the devil is put to flight tonight, and he will flee away from those that he has tried to incarcerate. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. By faith, God, we are calling it done, and we are thanking you well in advance. In Christ's name, amen.
And amen, and amen. Okay.
Amen.
Well, Bishop, next week we'll pick up where we left off. You said
we'll
two more sessions.
We'll pick up where we left off from. Yes.
Very good, very good. Okay,
praise
Bishop,
God.
Thank you much. We'll see you next
God
Sunday,
you,
God's
Pastor.
Willing.
God bless you, Asher.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless one and all. So see you next week. Until then.
And next week, God bless.